Hello and welcome to Simplify Healthcare Podcast. My name is Kavita Tandon and I'm the Global Head HR for Simplify Healthcare and also your host for today's episode. I'm very excited to introduce our special guest today. I hope our listeners are ready for a very interesting and interactive conversation with Mr. Vinay Nadig. Vinay has recently joined Simplify Healthcare as the Chief Strategy Officer. He has over 20 years of experience working with large health plans and enterprise software companies. In his previous role, Vinay led the payer transformation practice at First Quadrant Advisory and worked with HCSC, BCBMA, and Elevance, prior known as Anthem, among others. Prior to that, Vinay served as a senior executive at HCSC and led the digital and operational transformation in the commercial line of business, which helped the company increase revenues and reduce operational cost. As a consulting leader, he led the global healthcare practice at Genpact and served the largest payers and PBMs nationwide. Vinay holds an MBA from Texas A&M and a postgraduate executive certificate in strategy and innovation from MIT Sloan School of Management. He has authored several white papers and studies on healthcare reform that have been published by industry associations such as AHIP and Delta Dental Association. Vinay has also written a book on leadership and has some interesting hobbies, which we will learn about as we get to know Vinay on this podcast. Vinay, welcome to our podcast and thank you for joining us today.
Kavita, thank you. It's really great to be here and I'm excited to have this conversation with you.
Thank you, Vinay. Why don't we begin by you telling us something about your professional journey and what led you to Simplify Healthcare?
Sure. I've been in and around the payer business domain for almost 20 plus years. So, I can talk a little bit about that. And I didn't get into healthcare by choice or by design or intention. As these things happen, I found myself in jobs and in consulting engagements that were in and around health insurance for most of my career. Originally, I had no affinity towards it, but as I learned more about it and as I learned more about the impact that it has on healthcare in general and on people in particular, I got more passionate about that. And so 20 years later, I guess I'm a healthcare subject matter expert. But that's kind of my experience in domain. I've worked in and around these kinds of areas, right, that Simplify operates in: benefit and plan management, provider data management, enabling services, customer service, and so on, for a number of years in my career. And when I came into contact with Mohammed and Ruchir and other leaders at Simplify, we just found so many common intersection points that we thought, how cool would it be if I could figure out a way to join you guys and help take this journey forward. So that's kind of how I came across Simplify, and I'm really, really glad to be on the same journey with you guys.
Wonderful, Vinay. And I must tell you, we are equally very excited to have you on board as a Chief Strategy Officer. Moving on, could you also tell us a little about your new role here and some initiatives that you have in mind for your first 100 days?
Sure. So it's really exciting, right? First and foremost, or primarily, my charter is to help both internal stakeholders and external stakeholders as you said, the Chief Strategy Officer, in terms of fueling growth for Simplify. Mohammed and the executive team have visionary aspirations and pretty ambitious goals in terms of where we want to take Simplify to in the next 3 to 5 years. My primary goal then is to figure out how do we expand to markets, how do we get deeper into the payers that we are already in, how do we get into payers that we are not in, And then what other innovations can we focus on in terms of products as well as markets, right? So primarily, that's my charter. Of course, as part of that, there are some functions that I will be serving as a leader as well. And so, you know, that those are involved in growth strategy as well. And what I mean by that is, you know, from a functional perspective, marketing and the newly formed business solutions group or business solutions architecture group will report up through me. And then we are also focused on building out an organizational change acceleration and business transformation group with a new leader that I'm recruiting for right now that will report up through me as well. So these are additional responsibilities that I'll have in addition to obviously my primary focus being you know, always keeping my mind on how do we help grow, simplify to the goals and targets that Mohammed and team have set for us. I'm just going to talk about what, you know, what is really exciting about it is, I mean, Simplify has one of the best platforms that I have seen in this domain. And I have a firm belief that it can be extended and expanded beyond the processes that we're already in and into adjacent markets that we could potentially go into. So that is really exciting. I think as much as we have scaled and grown over the past 3 years or 4 years, I think the best is yet to come. And that's really exciting to me as I can be a part of that journey.
Very interesting. And thank you for sharing that, Vinay.
Sure.
Also, Vinay, as we know that you have over 20 years of experience, having led several strategic growth initiatives for enterprises, what are some of the learnings and observations from your vast experience that you would like to share with our listeners?
Sure. You know, I think sometimes we all get, you know, excited and enamored by laying out strategies. You know, it looks very shiny and it looks great. You know, we want to do X by Y and we want to grow here and we'll, you know, we'll do this, that and the other. And that process is very stimulating, right? It's brainstorming, it's getting our, you know, thought processes engaged in it and so on. My lesson that I've learned, right, is a strategy is meaningless and not of much value without execution. So I've always focused on what I would call, you know, strategy aligned execution, which really means that, you know, if a strategy is not executable, then it's not a strategy at all. So the lesson I've learned is once we kind of set our target, the job has just begun, right? Achieving the target is more about the hard yards of execution, right? Those activities and actions and behaviors that we have to take to get to where we want to be based on some kind of target that we paint for ourselves. So, you know, that's definitely one thing that I would like to share with the listenership as well, that I'll be very focused on how do I make things that we talk about here executable and hence achievable at the end of the day.
Very aptly said, Vinay. I think the key to strategy lies in its execution. And I think you very well put it for our audience to get that understanding.
Sure.
So Vinay, also tell us a little bit more about the book you've authored. I'm sure our listeners will be very curious to know that and why you felt compelled to write such a book.
Sure. Yeah. Interesting question. I, you know, throughout my career up to that point when I wrote that book, I had always felt that I had had the privilege of working alongside really great leaders who taught me a lot about leadership. And you know, these were folks that I reported to, that reported to me, that I worked alongside customers as well, stakeholders, et cetera. And I'd always felt that, you know, wouldn't it be great to put it in a framework that all of us could use, all of the lessons that I had learned up to that point, you know, so that the exercise that I went through was, hey, how about putting it into 20 secrets, as I called it, that were short, easily digestible, had a little tool to kind of self-assess and then execute on it. And that's how the book was born. I've always felt, and my philosophy is still, that leadership has nothing to do with the title you hold or the number of people who report to you or not report to you. I think leadership is available to everyone, and it is up to us to assume that and start behaving that way. And so that was kind of why I wrote that book.
Interesting. Would you also like to share the name of your book?
The book is called Leadership is for Everyone.
Interesting. Thank you, Vinay. And as you've mentioned, you've shared with us a list of hobbies that you like to do. I take it that you love the outdoors and you approach your hobbies with the same kind of enthusiasm that you approach your work. Why don't you tell us a little about what is it you felt like to reach the top of Mount Le Conte?
Thank you. Mount Le Conte is in what is known as the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, here in the U.S. It's about 7,000 feet in height, and my son, who had some time off from his work, wanted to go with me and hike up the mountain, and so we did. It was a great experience. It was actually a very rainy, kind of dreary day, so that part of it was not that enjoyable, but we decided to stick it out and go up to the summit. Weather-wise, not so great, but just the experience of going up there and coming down was amazing. And we even ran into a black bear just about 50 feet in front of us. And we stopped, and you're supposed to make noises, etc. So we all did that, and then the bear just kind of went away. So no harm done there. It's a great feeling of accomplishment, and I felt really good.
Listening to you, I'm definitely sure you both had some memorable memories made that day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful. So, Vinay, coming to the end of this podcast, I would also like to understand from you, what is that one thing that you would like to leave our listeners with?
I think the state of where we are as an organization, as a team, and a company, I would say that each one of us should have this amazing feeling of excitement and anticipation at the growth to come here at Simplify. As I mentioned earlier, the best is yet to come. And I, for one, am really, really excited about that.
Thank you so much, Vinay, for taking the time to be on this podcast and helping our listeners to know you better and sharing your nuggets of wisdom. Your professional journey and life are an inspiration to all of us, and it has been a pleasure talking to you. We wish you all the best in this next chapter of your journey with Simplify Healthcare. And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning into this podcast. Join us next time for more interesting conversations with the dynamic leaders at Simplify Healthcare. Bye for now.